I enjoyed this so much when I did this with the kids on Monday that I wanted to share it with y'all. So Monday was St. Patrick's Day, right? And one of the things that I did with my little lions, which are the little kids, was I had a shamrock, and it had three parts to it. Mm-hmm. And at the top it said, I'm lucky because, and each leaf had I can, I am, and I have. And I asked them to look at themselves, be like, I can do this. I am this, a quality I like about myself. And I have this. Oh, those kids, buddy. You wouldn't believe the number of kids that said, I have a family that I love. Yeah. One of them was, I can make spaghetti for my family. I am kind. And they were so ready to tell me wonderful things about themselves, things that they were proud of. And I think as adults, maybe we tend to tamp that down a little bit because mm-hmm. maybe we think of it as prideful. Maybe we think we're boasting or something if we assess the good things that we think about ourselves. That's not what it is. It's a very, very healthy, wonderful thing for you to do. Mm-hmm. And that is what I want you to do this weekend. So, Kevin, I'm going to put you on the spot right now.
Oh, boy.
Lucky because Kevin can what?
Kevin can. Oh, gosh, you did put me on the spot, Kenna.
I can. I'll tell you one that I'm happy about. I can still physically keep up with my kids. I enjoy getting out and doing stuff with them. Yeah. I enjoy going on hikes with them. I got to push Bronson around on his bike the other day when he's just learning to get those couple of pedals in by himself without any training wheels. It was the most beautiful, wonderful thing. I can keep up with him physically. I know that's not something maybe I would be able to do in later years.
You know, I was sitting here just thinking all kinds of things I can. You know,
I can
help my wife at the house. I helped her fold clothes last night. I know that's kind of off beaten path, but I can fold clothes. I can vacuum. I can clean.
Yeah.
I'm very good at that.
I know that's a source of pride for you. Yeah. So the next question you're going to ask yourself, everybody, is what am I? I am what? What are good qualities about yourself? I am a good listener. I know you don't think that because I interrupt you so much while we're on air, but I'm a good listener. I am certainly willing to listen to somebody. I am overjoyed for other people's successes. Mm-hmm. That was something we learned about Kryptonite the other day, that song by Three Doors Down. It's not just about, you know, if I go crazy, will you call me Superman? It's if I'm alive and well, if I'm doing well, will you hold my hand? Will you be happy for me? I am really great at being happy for other people's successes. I enjoy that.
I'm happy to it. I am patient.
I think I'm very patient.
Yeah, I'm very patient. Yeah, I am
all
patient.
Right?
Okay.
And the next thing y'all are going to ask yourself, or the thing you need to answer is, I have what?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, as a kid said, I have a wonderful family, but also got a great morning show partner.
Ah, buddy. I do. Well, that's a big one for me. I have a job I love, and that is so important. And I hope anybody out there who wants to make a career change, you know, takes the initiative to do that because it is such a big part of your life. A lot of times we spend more time at work than we do with our families or with our friends, especially. It is a huge part of your life. So if that is making you miserable, I hope you take steps to change that. And if you have something that you love, and if you have a family, a job, if you have a car that you just are happy that you finally got, you got a running, working car, you have a home, you have hot water, any of these things can be things that you have that you are happy to have. So I want y'all to answer that question for yourself. It's I can, I am, I have. You answer those questions, you feel good about yourself, and I hope that carries you through the rest of today.